The next phase was okay dingy. I'd like to talk a little bit about how that got started. There was a bunch of us that had just finished a race, and we were sitting around the dock there, chit-chatting, and this guy shows up with his little boat. It's a single-handed boat, and the wind was blowing pretty strong, and he starts sailing up and down in front of the yacht club, and he's planing this little boat. And normally, you could get an International 14 to plane and some of those boats, but this was amazing to watch how much performance this guy was getting out of this little boat. So after he sailed for a little while, he came into the dock and we started talking to him, and his name was Axel Olsen, the Great Dane. And Axel had come up, well, he'd started out at Denmark, naturally, but he'd come up from Florida recently, and he rounded up all of the Scandinavians he could find, and he got them all involved in building these OK dinghies. So they built 7 OK dinghies and came out and started racing them. And they were amazing boats in that they could keep up with most of the small boats, and under certain circumstances they could sail circles around a lot of the more traditional small boat classes. So it wasn't long before we decided that some of us decided, well, I gotta have one of those. So a group of us got together and we built another batch, and as time went on, I became the class secretary, and before we got wiped out by the lacers, we were up to about 300 boats.
Mm-hmm. That's nationally?
Yeah. And for some reason or other, the boat, although it was built in a number of different regions, it really caught on primarily in the Northwest and down in California. Uh-huh.
And so what was your sail number?
My sail number was 30, US 30.
And mom's was 62.
Yeah, I built my wife one and hers was number 62. Interestingly enough, her boat is still sailing up in the Port Townsend region. And my boat is sailing somewhere. But,
so what was the first time that you sailed it, what was it like?
Oh, it was great. The OK dinghy is small enough. It had a maximum or a minimum weight of 158 pounds. So you put a 150-pound guy in a boat that light, you kind of are literally wearing the boat. Uh-huh. You have foot straps that you strap yourself into. And every movement of your body is translated into a movement of the whole boat, and so you get a lot more feel for the act of sailing than you do on any other kind of boat, with the exception probably of the Laser or some of the other small boats.
So you guys made your own masts back then too?
Yes, we. In fact, this is perhaps one of the things that killed the OK dinghy, was the way it was born. It was designed to be built by the average individual, and it was built out of conventional materials, quarter-inch plywood, etc. And it had an unstayed rotating mast. And Axel had talked to some people down at Blackstock Lumber, and he got them to put together kits for building the boats.
Oh.
And the kits included the raw mast material. What they would do is they took essentially a 4x4 and split it and grooved it for the
The sail track.
Sail track. And then you glued the thing back together again and made it fit your weight and your style and your sail preference, etc.
So did they have, when was Dacron produced for
We used Dacron right from the get-go. As a matter of fact, I ordered the first set of sails that OK Dinghy Sails at North built, and Axel was using sails built by Paul Elstrom, and I got my sail and I put it on the boat, and it was a little dinky rag. And the first race, Axel just beat me something terrible. And so I happened to be going down to California on business, and I took my sail with me, and I walked into North's. He was actively running the place at that time. I walked into his...
You mean Lowell North?
Lowell North, yeah. I walked into his shop and I says, "What the hell are you guys trying to do to me? You're making me the laughing stock of the..." He said, "What are you talking about?" I says, "I ordered this OK Dinghy sail and you give me this piece of crap." And he says, "Well, what's the problem?" And I says, "Well, in the first place, you're not taking advantage of the rules. The roach on the OK Dinghy is very generous. And if you're going to have a competitive sail, you need all the sail area you can get. So you take full advantage of all of the roach deals. The headboard is allowed to be... like 6 inches wide, so it's literally a small gaff." Uh-huh. And North made the headboard just a little dinky triangle. And no, what the hell? Anyhow, he finally understood that I was trying to win races with this thing, and he made me the best set of sails in the fleet. And he got quite a bit of business from us. It was pretty much a constant battle between his sales and Elvstrom.
So what year did you build your boat?
Boy, I wish I...
Do you remember, in terms of when you went to La Rochelle?
I went to La Rochelle in 63, so this was a couple of years. It must have been about 60 we built the OKAs. Now, in La Rochelle, we all took lessons from the Swede. The Swede had a totally different mast concept than we did. They made very flexible masts, but they were kind of cook bottle in shape, and they were thick in the middle and limber at the top and bottom edge, something like a recurve bow. And so when you pull back on the sheet, the mast didn't form a smooth arc. It it formed a pattern much like a modern bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, it gave you the maximum uniformity of cross section up and down the whole length of the mast. Uh-huh. Whereas in a conventional deal, you flatten the middle of the sail, and the top and the bottom are loose. So they, with their sails and their masts, they cleaned everybody's clock. So we all came back here and started carving new masts and started buying Swedish sails.
So when did they start making fiberglass OKs?
We started fiberglass OKs kind of from the, I'd say, in the second year. And I can't remember his name now, but he built fiberglass lightnings. I can remember his name. Clark. Old man Clark. There was a problem with fiberglassing with the fiberglass and the OK dinghy in that it has a very flattish surface, and it was intended to be built out of a quarter inch plywood. So if you make the boat out of fiberglass, you've got to reinforce it to maintain its shape, and it's very difficult to get a fiberglass version near minimum weight. So the fiberglass boats that were close to minimum weight would oil can, and they just didn't have the hull rigidity needed for speed. And if they were rigid enough, they were just too heavy.